Blog Talk Radio.
Patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how
really care about your heart.
I'll be swirling on my bag, swirling, swirling on your bag. I wanna. You like? Don't be scared, come closer. You never saw me like this before, huh?
I've been a goodie daddy, but I don't have to be. If you don't want me to, I'll be a nasty baby.
Good evening. Hey, how are you doing? Hey, what's going on? It's me, Mojave, a.k.a. Hop Rocks, also affectionately known as King Drip. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe and the Honey Dripper 2.0. Number 11, we're running it back. The Soul Mixtape, Trick or Treat, and also an erotic poetry open night. But we're doing things a little bit differently this evening because I truly don't give a shit. And I'm going to make this happen the way it happened. So I decided to just, from my philosophy, and throw some people up in here that aren't Honey Drippers, because I know you normally we just do the Honey Dripper thing, do the open mic afterwards, but we're going to bring in some people who aren't Honey Drippers who's going to do some magnificent dripping on this microphone. As it stands, I'm here, you're here, we're here, all right, and the run back is real. We're going to run back our Soul Mixtape. Every first Sunday we do Soul Mixtape over on the Clubhouse app. And we're going to run Trick or Treat. So you can, any 100 drippers can run their pieces from there or anything else, or just do new stuff. We don't care. As long as it's erotic, as long as it's sensual, intimate, and does all the stuff it needs to do, as long as it inspires the arousal and the stimulation of the pleasure centers, we take all of it. We're with all the shits. Okay. Now, that being said, welcome to this erotic poetry, dope music, great vibes, and open mic featuring Honey Dripper Poetry Collective and a few people I brought along, such as Shaq Gervin, Pierre Brown, Lady Zaki, and I got a few more people in here. And then, of course, we got the great people of the Honey Drippers that's run up in here. We got Lisa Lives, Beach City Poetress, Rita in Heels, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. We also have La Pearl La Negra, but she says she's sitting down for this evening, but we're going to get to it right away. Understand that I'm existing in a state where I particularly don't care. And I'm going to do whatever I want to do this night. When it comes to this, we're just going to make that. If you're listening, be prepared. You're going to hear some shit this evening. Yes, just like the theme song you hear in the background. We're going to get up in the mirrors tonight. We're going to get all in your pleasure senses, your medulla oblongata. Now, let me open up all these mics because that's what we're going to do here. Now, here are the rules, right? Go around. We'll make sure that everybody gets a chance to go. Mute your mics in between and what we're doing, and we're going to rock out with our socks out. Are y'all prepared? Are you ready? Good. All right, so let me start out. I'm going to bring in from the great state of Georgia, from the ATL. We're going to bring in Shaq Gervin. Shaq, are you there?
I am. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking.
Well, all right, all right. I'm going to move from you. And then I'm going to go to Virginia. I'm going to go get our favorite one. Excuse the terminology. It's her nickname, the Pussytizer, known as Lisa Lips. Hey, Lisa Lips, what's going on?
Hey, Harvey, baby.
Hey, what's
going
on? What's
happening? I'm excited to do the show tonight.
I don't know, because I went and got Shaq, I got Pierre, I was out here working. People didn't even see it coming. But I'm gonna go to Cali. I'm gonna go get Miss Gilmore, BC Poetress. Miss Gilmore, are you there?
Maybe. You got my money?
I got a whole dollar for you right now. I got a whole dollar.
You better. Y'all, don't let him trick y'all into thinking I'm that cheap. Don't listen to him. Hey,
like, five,
hey everyone.
Ten,
hey, B City.
What's happening? Then we're going to go over here. While we're over in Cali, we're going to have to scoop up Rita in Hills, the accent of the poet. Rita.
What's up?
Are you there?
SoCal.
SoCal. The SoCal seductress. How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
How are you, honey?
So we're gonna go get. I'm good. Look. Let me do something real special. You hear that?
Mm.
That's
yeah.
Clear lungs. That's clear
that
lungs.
That never right.
Happened. All right. See.
Need a little of that once in a while.
Yeah, so now we have to go get the Green Eye Bandit, a.k.a. I make pies and eat them, a.k.a. it's not a beard, it's a saddle, a.k.a. I have a bald head, so you can't grab me when I'm doing this dirty work on your nether regions. Our station manager, Mr. Van Metals, a.k.a. Poetic, are you there?
Hey, hey, hey. What it do, Mojave, Honey Dripper family. I'm definitely in the building.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, we're going to bring in from our Epiphany family. She's probably not going to say nothing, but we don't bring her in here anyway because we don't care. essentially, Janice. Janice, are you there?
Hey.
Hey. See, I don't see we bringing everybody today. We don't care. and then I went and got Lady Zaki, who's here. And I'm excited. Lady Zaki, are you here?
I am. How's everybody doing?
All right.
Hey.
We just moved a phenomenal
hey.
Clip. Then I got my favorite Philly John, my best friend in the world, La Perla Negra. Are you there?
I'm here, Harry. I'm here. I'm falling, baby. All I'm right. here, y'all. Everybody.
All right. I forgot who. I don't even know who, area code 609. Area code 609, we don't know who you are, but we're going to bring you in here anyway. We're going to ask. Area code 609, who may ask to speak in? Area code 609.
Oh, that might be me. It's Poetess. Hello?
Okay. Oh, that's dope. Hey, you made it. All right.
I made it.
Clean up on aisle 69.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So, party people, are we ready to go? Are we ready to rock? Are we in it to win it? We're going to make it happen. All right. If we're not here for a long time, we're here for a good time because it's a school night. It's a school night. So you know how this goes. We're gonna run the tape. We're going to do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Say what you want. As long as it's intimate, sensual, erotic, or love, it's all fair game. Any dripper you know, you can run anything from your past shows or write something new or be inspired and do something on the spot. But more importantly, understand that you are being iHearted, you're being Spotify, you're being iTunes, you're being everything else that you can possibly think, Google Play, everything else. It appears on all platforms, and the playback is available in 15 minutes. So do your worst. Do everything you came to do, what you came to do, how you came to do it. But be beautiful while you're at it. Are we ready?
Absolutely.
All right. So here are the rules. When somebody else is speaking, please mute your mics via your phone. And, let's give flowers when we're done. And we're going to start out from Georgia. We're going to start out with Shaq. Shaq, are you ready?
I think I am.
All right.
Yes,
well, everybody, mute your mics. Everybody, mute your mics. And let's welcome Shaq Gervin to the microphone.
You see, I remember it like it was yesterday. Almost like destiny intentionally guided me his way. And as I walked in his direction, projection of erection speed, low, rugged yet smooth, melodic, dark chocolate, hypnotic, berry white undertone of a masculine moan that stated, "God damn, girl, you've grown." Instantly created moisture between my thighs, painted images of seduction, lips pressing, heartbeats racing flash before my eyes, bodies entangled without compromise. Less sweat dripped as he sipped the sweet, sticky nectar of my life. Sounding off the climatic satisfaction, one could only imagine the harmonic action the way he controlled this sex session, giving the impression that I was the student and he was the teacher conducting the hands-on lesson strategically, exposing all of my triggers from the front to the back and in the work of Nat King Cole, that unforgettable middle, sending my body into shock. Legs locked, muscles gripped as he tipped that ass up, face down, smack, smack was the next sound. Chocolate muscles, closed grip, no slip, loose lip, sink ships fully inserted. Locked and loaded as he exploded shots of ecstasy, got the best of me. As we laid in each other's company, clutch pressing, gear shifting, knees bending, nail piercing, arched back, lips trembling, head dropped, ass cocked, legs locked, hips gripped, tip slipped, my knees knocked. He pulled me back, and he says, take that. And like a pro, I saddled up. Now let's go. I licked my lips, rubbed my click. As I took the stick, wet lips, spit drip, firm grip. Deep throat, I never choke. As I take it low, locked and loaded. My breath I hold it. My tongue I folded. I slob out on it. He can't control it. And like a bottle, I sucked him hollow. From top to bottom, he screamed and holler. I send his body in 2-foot throttle. Poem.
Jesus.
Oh, y'all give it up for Shaq. That is a grand way. A grand way. And a first timer. She popped a cherry here on the Honeybee podcast. let's give a round of applause for that cherry. She definitely
did. Indeed.
She tied my stem in a knot. That's what she did. That's nice. Good. So good. We just have to keep that going. Wow. I don't know. Oh, wow. Well, Shaq, thank you for being our starting out poet, just leading off the way that you did. That was very sexy and warranted. I liked it. It's filthy. Get the cold press. All right. We're going to move on. That was Shaq Gervin rocking out. Shaq, what's the name of that piece?
Called Full Throttle.
Ooh, Full Throttle.
Mm-hmm.
Push the pedal to the metal. Leaf lips.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. What you got for us?
I think I can continue the heat.
Well, come on. All right.
This one's called Come Undone.
Well, let me mute my mic so the mic is yours.
Come here. Let me taste your imagination. Let me smell the brewings of your innermost thoughts. Let me into your being and show me your sweetest taboo. Let me see what your nectar tastes like and share dark secrets you've never even dared dream. Sear my flesh with your touch and give me pleasures so intense that I beg you to stop. But don't stop. Make me beg. Give me a safe word I have no intention of using. And show me pleasures I've been afraid to try. Bury your face between my thighs and tongue fuck me. Then flip me over and do it again. Paddle my ass cheeks till they're cherry red and then rub me with ice till the burning stops. Now, tie me up. No. Tie me down. Lash me to the bed and have your way with me. Dive in so deep that you fear drowning in me and make me take everything you were blessed with over and over till my consciousness fades. And just before my lights go dim, ask me who I belong to so that when my last mindful breath I can say, I'm all yours, Daddy. Then finish your deed. Slam into me, rock the very foundation of my core. Then come so deep inside me that I can taste it. This is the depth of our bond, the sacred trust we share. And next time it's my turn. Are you ready, baby? To come undone. Poem.
Did he come undone? Damn.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Nice, nice, nice.
I'm a fan of that safe word line.
It was the call deep. It was the come deeply inside me for me. That's what it was for me. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
All right.
That was amazing.
All right. So that's what's happening. All right. So, ooh, Lord Jesus, y'all in here just making a mess. Just messing up the floor, doing all kinds of extra things. We see you. We hear you. We're watching it. All right. So y'all give it up for Lisa Lips. Continuing the heat, making it feel real sexy. We're going to go from Lisa Lips. We're going to go out to Cali because I think we're going to be in Cali for a minute while we're waiting for another person to get up in here. But we're going to go to Beach City Bay. Ms. Stephanie Gilmore, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
can you hear me?
I'm going to mute this. Yes. Just talk a little bit louder.
All right. Can you hear the music? Can you hear the music?
We can, yes.
Okay. Let's make it sure. Sacred. I... S curve in motion with your body. We move in choreographed calligraphy. Spoken words unnecessary here with me. Wrapped up burrito type. Both our members interlocked fingers interlaced entangled appendages. Physicality speaking in their own love language. Bronze skin tones and braille. When you used your tongue to tickle my palate, I found out you were a mixed martial artist who paints Kunta linguistics, pictures mapping out how you laminate planets, taking perfect blend of naked skin, insert rock solid stick of chocolate here, old feel. As I melt it deep inside warm waters, can you feel my red bones caramelizing? Come, let's caramello. Sacred geometry in multiples, you arrive to me a whole-ass divine being. More than that man I said I needed, and I'm in love with you. Having ordered an arc, someone skilled enough to take arches in his hand, stabilizing them. When I air, earth, water, I'm that last backbender. I'm going to need you to activate Avatar in me in time to wait and quake as we lay etching new world blueprints, stretched out your head in my palm, putting pressure on that spot. That button buried so deep in me, strategically positioned beneath my earth's crust. Keep giving me pleasure. Factory resetting my enclosed garden. Swirl pattern your sword around my magma field. Heat rise into geyser. Once still surfaces start volcanically erupting, simultaneously spewing. Pouring ash cheeks to dust, sweat peeking from in between cracks, revealing all you released in me, oozing, hot, gooey, leave me heaving, wet, sprawled out in spots, dozing off to visit dimensional seeds we planted. This thing we got is beyond a chance meter. Situationship, connection we make more than heaven sent. Archangels bookmarked our kisses to seal ancient texts. We're akashically recorded each and every moaning. There has yet to be words sufficiently enough to articulate intricate positions we take. every time. Your giant redwood falls deep inside this forest of mine. There are no witnesses left of my behind. This we is a once-in-an-eon experience, so know that this bonding we perform each lifetime is sacred. And that's that piece.
Ooh. My goodness.
It's the choreographed calligraphy for me.
Yes.
And sexy.
It was the giant redwood for me.
Javier, unmute yourself. I know you're talking.
I know. Where'd you go? Javi.
Damn it. I was doing so good. I was doing so good. I'm talking. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Right? And I'm sitting here talking. I was like, I'm doing introductions.
That's
I'm
what it sounded like.
Sweet words.
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. And then the person, she's like, unmute yourself, Mojave. God damn it. I was doing so good. I was like three in a row. I didn't mute myself. And then I fucked this up. Anyway, listen. To the dopest, Honey Drip is out. Rita in Hills. We over in Cali. AJ1, y'all there?
Of course I'm here. What kind of question is that?
Listen. Of course you here. Well, listen, I'm happy to have you on the show. I'm happy to get here. Listen,
this is unbelievable. I never thought existed. I thought this was an imaginary show.
Really? All right.
Oh, no, baby. We are really real.
This is what we're doing, sir. Sir, is this what we're doing? Come on now.
It's a special night, y'all.
It is a super special night when you get AJ1 to show up. One. Oh, hypnosis. Oh, come on. Let's go.
One in a lifetime.
For real. I'm going to have to go in the back, get some special music just for this dude. All right. So, Rita, y'all ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We're going to mute our mics, and the mic is yours.
The rhythm of your heart plays beats in my head, chasing words that were never said. Play back on command, mix up my favorite song. Memories we could write, but we are always wrong. Triggering hidden tigers crouching behind dragons, descendants of when endless love ends. The moon rises when the sun descends. A king dies in the hands of a lion cub, withering and faded ticket stub. Reluctantly, the lights come on in the club. The warmth of your body pulls away from me. As long as my eyes are closed, I'm lost in rhapsody. Haunt me.
The rhythm of your head beats in my heart. High school hallucinations, two-handed incantations, giving thanks and due praise to the prose on your lips, feeling away, Your sugary surgery dissects while anesthetized, quantum leaping into this memory vividly to synthesize the day when we would hide and go freak in a foray in the foyer. Remember? Suck this secret until your unsealed lips keep it for us. I seek to edge the everlast of our energy endlessly. Come here, baby. Come here, Rita. Kiss me.
Never dare to doubt me. Beckon me back with broken moonbeams. A reckless recollection isn't what it seems. Coming in streams. Can hear you breathe. But only in the backdrop of my dreams. So I close my eyes and drift on the edge of your breath. Heavy breathing to inhale your death. Drawing you in till there's nothing left. Engaging your essence in an act of theft. Soft siren song, drowning you in the whispering sea. Floating on the feeling of that fragile fantasy. Haunt me.
Well, this fragility of fantasy is thawed by the depth of our thoughts abroad. Across the movements, the minutes, the imminent mystery, our mutual majesty enhancing this mastery magically. You have inhaled the measure of a man so heavy in hand. To provoke my potent passion and demand. And for you, baby, I'll be quiet. Impaling your vertical smile, inhaling your heavenly violet. Don't you ever doubt me.
Doubtless, there's no help you need. Procuring permission to proceed. My flower blooming from your seed. Tip of your tongue penning the deed. I need to hear your whispers rolling around on my sheet. Your drumstick pounding out the beat. You keeping time, making time. Your lingering lines laying closely on top of mine. Wear my words like a tension ring. To prolong and proliferate the feeling. Sip salvation from my wellspring. I need to hear you promise we're gonna make something out of nothing. Haunt me.
When in your recent recall have I walked out as a promise breaker? I break inhibitions. I break your blocks. I break the hunger in your heart. I break the wholeness of your uninspired understanding apart. I break with strict intention to rebuild from the start. You lull me, immersed in the heat of your yearning. Desire paralyzed through body-wide chills that burn. Supple and subtle, I nibble your nipples and ripple my tongue. Hunch those timid shoulders tighter. You accidentally fucked up. Tonight I'm gonna make your pussy a liar. You said, what's that mean? Well, we gonna stretch the truth and spread open the wound by the skin of its tooth. You haunt me. You haunt me. You haunt me.
And that is that piece.
Well done. Tasting words, suck the secret, and the way he said kissing, I mean, damn, what? Okay. All right. You got it.
Okay. It's, it, I'm just saying, it's your pussy is a liar for me. That's what that that's. Yeah, that's yeah. I'm making your pussy a lie tonight. I'm just saying. Dying here just doing this.
I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready. Yet. I wasn't ready. I'm gonna have to load that in here. I wasn't ready. No, I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Thank you. Y'all just on one tonight. Nah, this is what it's all about, though. I'm glad that we got you to make the jump. We came in here. You know, Rita is a fan, fantastic. We love Rita and what Rita does. I one of my favorite pieces when Rita did the New Orleans joint, did the piece with the New Orleans. That's one of my favorite joints I've ever heard from. But this shit is on some whole another level. So y'all give them props. And plus, Angel Kim came up in here too. Hey, Angel Kim. Hi, Angel.
Yeah.
Angel Kim up in the house.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm telling you.
Hopefully,
I even got POTUS is in here too.
Do an after party.
Yeah, we don't have
that. I've been enjoying what I've been in. Like, it's hot up in here.
Oh, this is you know, this is what it is. So, matter of fact, we're gonna keep turning up the heat, you know, because Van Meadows, aka Poetics, in here. I think he might have a piece, but we're gonna ask him if he got a piece. You know, Van, you got a piece?
Yeah, I got a piece.
See, notice how. See, I'm gonna have to call him. You know, we call him Pineapple Calligraphy, but I'm gonna have to call him, you know, Smooth Caramel. He's like, yeah, I got a piece.
I can hear him over there biting that lip.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I already
over
know
here biting. They can hear you biting the lip. You know, y'all see y'all women making men's rise in the Levi's and people, the men in here making the drill, panties come off. This is what happens. Welcome to Honey Trippers 2.0, number 11. Welcome, Tiffy Radio Universe, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Lakes. Why be average when you can be raw? Get yours. It's important. All right, now, that being said, Van, are you ready?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
All right, we're going to mute this mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. She corrupted my thought pattern, interrupted my Venus and Saturn, overlooked my planetary alignments, because she was addicted to different porn assignments. Good, bad, or indifferent. With so many options to choose from free on the internet, my psyche was indulged and turned on. By the sheer thought of her pleasuring herself got me turned on. I'm all in her DMs, trying to be the elixir to her moistness, and I'm just trying to be a new category that's in her search porn history. I mean, can I make you turn off the video imagery for some pure physical mastery? Hoping to make you come for me, like you did for Mr. Marcus, see? He's just porn, while I'm hoping to make you torn, get you in my porn hub entanglement, or maybe put XX vids in retirement. Here I'm just swelling up with blood that needs to be released so you could type in your search bar, poetic. Let's see if they even have a category for this sapiosexual demon who is majestic. A man of melanin eager to please you and make all your fantasies come true. Double penetration, you say? Come this way. Click on me and sit your clit on me. Allow me to show you extreme porn, the kind that has the internet praise me for. I must warn you that I'm highly contagious, most definitely addictive and spontaneous. Because no matter the time or place, I'll become porn star elite and make you wet in any space. And that's that piece.
Yeah, damn. Addicted to different porn assignments. Bitch, you'll quit on me. Y'all be cutting
that
the
part.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, poetic.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Just in here, just going at it. But of course, you know, this is what poetic does. That's how he does it. Jesus. This secretly is his theme song.
Yeah. I want to eat it so yeah, good till you taste like happiness. That part.
Oh my.
Oh God. Y'all wilding. Wilding. Okay. Wow. Zanish, do you have a piece? Do you want to perform tonight or?
Oh, I'm just listening.
Okay. Fair enough. So then we're gonna come over to Lady Zaki, are you there?
I am.
All right, so it's a special treat for me because I heard her on Clubhouse. I loved her poetry. She's really, really dope. Super humble, but really, really powerful. So I introduce you to Lady Zaki. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm getting there. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, so I'm going to mute this music and get on mics, and the mic is yours.
All right. Whew. I post my desires, the things that I long for, the things that make me weak in the knees, the things that make my soul scream in agony, please. My boat is rocking in emotion that is indescribable. My words can't be explained. This is a throbbing sensation. This shit has me in pain. Every step that is taken, it seems to graze the inside of my inner thigh. It's like craving good weed, but a more passionate kind of high. So I pull my shirt above my head, let my pants fall beneath my feet, allowing my panties to follow as I absorb this warm, insatiable heat. I let myself open wide out, bursted feathers all over my sticky, honey-coated chocolate aroma, while strawberry kiwi juices have the desire to wanna. Soak my wet cherry in purple passion as berries rest at the end of my long curved road and the beginning of my ass end. Tingling mangoes is the flavor that drips from my 22s while burgundy wine flavor unravels my blues. I want you to master what bakes my cookie dough. Peach tasting lips as I guide you to moving on to my butter pecan tasting toes. Biting into my flesh like seedless watermelon. Maxwell in the background has me feeling as light as cotton candy with a sprinkle of tangerine. Tickle my vanilla-flavored spine, if you know what I mean. Hands gripping apples while your banana's kissing every single curve. Eyes filling the soul-sounding conversation that the body has and is still willing to be heard. Black walnut in the crease between my breasts, racing to flow over my chocolate eclair. The taste of my rainbow freeze, if I keep it to myself, would really be unfair. As I dip my mint chocolate into my caramel fudge, while a hint of cherry vanilla sits on my tongue, my hands touching every inch of my body, sending my entire soul on a vacation into this world I call masturbation at peace.
I love the emphasis on masturbation. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to make my cookies dough.
I like to make my cookies dough.
I'm suddenly hungry for lunch.
I'm going to tell you, I was going to tell y'all, that piece right there.
Go ahead. That piece right there, go ahead.
That piece right there, I actually did that piece while at work one night, and I didn't have nothing to do, so I wrote down a couple of the flavors of Cigarillo and ice cream, and that's what I came up with.
Well, it was effective as much.
a cigarello and ice cream.
Right. And the sad part is, look, and the crazy thing is, I don't even smoke. But look at
well,
here.
He smoked that phone.
Right.
He smoked that phone.
Right. Indeed, indeed.
We all took a puff. It was puff puff cast over this mug. I was like, yo, Beach, you want to hit this real quick? He passed that to Lisa, but you
smoked
done.
It down.
Yeah, we all took it. Yeah, we smoked it down.
Oh,
we smoked.
I appreciate you so much.
I ain't never smoked, but I needed a cigarette behind that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that pole tastes like watermelon and vanilla, y'all. Can y'all taste watermelon on your tongue? I can't.
Mm. Listen, I puffed up and I got the munchies. Let's go. Let's go. All right, so let's go. And for everybody else, you know, welcome to, because it's about to be 9:56, welcome to a 50 Ray Universe. This is the Huntington 2.0, number 11, Soul Mixtape Trick or Treat, and we just got rocked by Ladies IQ. Thank you very much. It's happening. Sexy shit. I had to play this in there. I'm just grooving. Wait a second. Right here. Have you ever done that?
I haven't, but I'd like to.
I thought I was doing it a minute ago.
I thought I was too. It was happening. All right, so thank you. That was dope. Now we're going to go over to the great state of Texas, and we're going to check out my man, Pierre Bound, Houston, in the building. Pierre, are you there?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Listen. How's it going? Let me ask you, how's it going? How you feeling? What you thinking right now? How's it feeling right now being in this environment?
Yo, this is a spicy. My love.
Oh, shit. Well, listen, Pierre. You know, before we were like, oh, such a tight, you got to hold back. Pierre, do your worst. Be spicy. Be spicy. Do what you got to do. I'm gonna mute my mic and let you loose. B, you a pit bull. I'm letting you off the chain, bro. Bite everything. The mic is yours.
All right. The first through 10 licks to your lips, because mine's your favorite thing to bite on, man. Two licks unlocks your lip, your kiss, another to trap the top lip, so I can show you how I suck the soul of your clit. I know you love that lick, so my tongue wet with your spit will continue to lick down to your neck, because purple and blue is the only way I'm planning to leave that rift. Two nipples that deserve as many licks as it takes to get them as hard again. The licks begin. To start, I'm hearing you moaning because you love where this happy trail leads, and no lie, I plan to lick you into another dimension or mentally take you to Mars, whichever one describes how you get there in minutes when I show you how this tongue flicks. Don't worry about L69, because this tongue will always be your mop to clean up before you slip, so lay back because I plan on making you make multiple spills so this tongue gets to 1,000 licks.
Somebody bring a bucket. Clean up on aisle 69.
Y'all filthy miscreants in here. Pierre, you filthy mofo. I like it. I love it. I need more of it. We don't have to get you on here one more game. We're going to have to go this around one more good time. One time. But, you know, while we in here, rocking out. Hold on. Let me just get this joint going. Oh, man. So that was Pierre from Texas. Pierre came in here with a deep voice. He said, shit, I'm about to hit you with this Aubrey's voice real quick with the piece. Oh, goddamn. All right. Y'all give it up for Pierre.
Bonjour, Pierre.
Yes, nice.
That would be a cool ass poetry name, Pierre. If they called you Bonjour, that'd be a cool ass name.
Oh, and I was gonna say Pierre is over in Houston. I'm just 1 hour and 45 minutes away from here.
Oh shit,
the slipping.
Yeah,
that counts.
I need
to
I had to take a drink on that one.
I want to go and see what poetry club they got. That's it.
Well, we gonna drink to that anyway. But another special guest from the great state of New Jersey, poetess, came through on the humble, straight up. Poetess, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
All right. Listen, we're going to be over in the back giving out booty rubs and stuff like that. Are you prepared to spit a piece? She's giving out booty rubs. Booty rubs in the back channel. That's what we're going to be doing. That's somebody requesting the back channel. So we're going to be over there doing booty rubs while we're waiting for you to piece. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, we're going to mute our mics, mute this music. And the mic is yours.
All right, so this one's called Ocean. I don't know why it's so fucking sexy when you take the leaf and swipe it across my glass of wine. Got me so wet, that strange shot. Soft, supple, nipple, having bitch, and I want you to take all of it in. Run circles around the tips. Yes, both. Until my pussy drips. We always laugh at how much shit is like an ocean. Wipe me down because it's too much, even for you. But my fairy potion keeps drawing you back. I know my body reminds you of home. Skin glistens like Trini's golden sands. That's why you trail kisses down my stomach so tenderly. Soak a rhythm's wine upon my hips as you grip them so passionately, pulling down my thong just to my knees. I tried to assist and you said, leave them. And then you part the sea. Just the mere touch of your tongue can make me come. So I grab your head, holding on and pushing away, trying to control the sway, but the way you suck my clit renders me stupid, and I can't refuse it, but I can't give in until you commit the cardinal sin and rub your beard hairs upon my ass, then bite and pull my lip, and then it comes. Oh, oh, ocean. Paul.
It was a moaning for me.
People in here sucking clits to your stupid. Oh my god. Yeah. Alrighty then. Poetess. I was not ready. I was not.
Listen, you invited me. When Mojave says come, I come. And I bring it. So it is. You're welcome.
You came, all right.
I'm about to say.
Yeah.
I ain't got no words.
Did the cold press get your tongue?
The cold press did get my tongue.
Oh my goodness.
Don't lick your fingers when you're fucking.
Wait a minute.
You think it's too hard about it.
But the problem was when you said it, the image instantly popped in my head. All right, so for everybody else. Yeah, it's just a little crazy. Y'all give it up for poets. We gonna loop around. Angel Kim.
Does she have her voice?
Angel,
there?
Are you there?
Oh shit!
I semi got it back.
She semi got it back.
You lucky.
So I'm not gonna force you if you don't want to do the piece.
In here, ain't it?
Oh no, I'm doing this.
For sure.
Oh, she said, oh no, I'm doing a piece. I mean, because it's real slick. These floors is real slick. And there's a whole bunch of stuff. Did you hear Pierre?
I heard you.
Pierre come?
But I need to show Pierre how we doing it justice for real.
Okay. Oh, shit. Let me. Hold on.
Well.
Away we go. And away we go.
Dipping in and out of traffic on the empty Dallas streets, blue and red lights flashing, pulling up behind me and my shiny sleep car, stepping out of the squad car, walking up behind my vehicle with him, the one I've been hearing about, that chocolate sensation that makes every girl want to get pulled over. Making sure I seen his badge, he taps on the window with his flashlight, being a little nervous, hoping to distract him with just a little bit of my little flimsy skirt that showed off my thick caramel thighs and my half-unbuttoned shirt showing my busted cleavage peeking out, exposing my red lace. I tilt my head, giving an innocent grunt. Glaze, and I gave that dirty little flirtatious smile, heart pounding. I'm smiling, trying to act a little nervous, yet still a little coy. He takes one look and raises one eyebrow, and I see the burns form in his pain. He asked me to step out the car, and I did. And I asked him, what for? He asked me once again to oblige, and I hand him my license and registration. I turn around and bend over to get it out of my purse, and I know I'm not wearing any pants. I know he's watching. I ask in full view as I'm bent over, barely covering it with my skirt. I turn around to give him all that he asked for, and he's trying his best to concentrate, but I know I got his attention now because he's acting a little nervous. Headed back to his squad car, he checks my details, but not before telling me don't move. He's saying that this is only his job, and I already know what the results are going to be. Deep down, I'm hoping that he'll handcuff me and take full advantage with him standing 6'3" and chocolate from head to toe, looking tasty and sweet, muscles fighting to break out from his uniform, just wanting to be free. Knowing I have outstanding tickets, I beg him to at least give me a chance to get out of it. Call me insane, but I already knew what he would say. So, being in this predicament, he handcuffs me, leads me back over to his car. I look down at his ever-so-bulging trousers, and I lick my lips, ready to feast on him and put on a show. I step closer, daring to bridge the gap between us. I reach down, stroking him through his uniform. What are you doing? And I said, is there a place that we can go? And I knew I had him when he didn't pull away. Trying to be professional, he tells me that he needs to take me in. But I step back and I drop down to my knees. As he unzips his pants, I knew that I was going to be free. I start giving him a blowjob of his life, spitting, slurping, sucking, all nasty and shit, tears forming in my face, running down my cheeks, but I don't stop. Still handcuffed and in total control, but I'm going to get what I came for, and that is a piece of him. I suck him until he came hard. He came so hard, it surprised even him. And I kept sucking until he got hard again, and that's when I turned around and mouthed him, reverse style, letting him feel the depths of this wet, moist, tight pussy. When I tell y'all, Tingles works wonders, I'm going to make him feel the magical power of this pussy. I lean forward so that he can see my caramel round ass bounce on his dick. And as he tries to hold on to the handcuffs while trying to dig deep in my shit, he couldn't hold his load anymore and he released once more. And so did I, creaming all over his dick. Oh, he's definitely going to need a change of clothes before getting back on the road because I left all kind of evidence. But you best believe I got out of that ticket. Thank him for his services, and as he uncuffs me, he gives me a nice swat on the ass, and then he whispers in my ear, I'll see you next week.
Give him a call back.
Evidence?
Okay.
I'm needing some Jonesy right about now. Hey, oh, hello?
That would be it. That would definitely be it for sure. But you know what? And throw this one here. Oh, yeah. Angel, they was waiting for your signature, baby. They was waiting for you to say that. So can you say that for everybody? So they can get what they need.
Is that what y'all want, my baby?
Yeah, there you go.
But see, that's when you gotta get it. So you be like, oh, baby,
There you go. All right. So I see that J Rob, the wise son, came up in the building. J Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sitting right here, kid. What's good with you?
What's happening, Cuzzo?
Okay, he go with the boys.
Listen. You know that man is smoother than the bottom of the hammer shoes. I'm telling you right now. You know,
that's
smooth.
That big tongue energy, boy.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. Wait a second. Cuzzo.
Hey, J-Rod.
Hey, you.
Listen, before y'all get to that, Cuzzo, first of all, I say good day, sir. did a piece. You did a piece. And I wanted to fight you because that was some smooth shit. And it was awesome. It was on some holiday. You know what? I'm going to say this respectfully. Fuck you. Anyway, I love you, but fuck you for writing that piece.
Would you like me to recite
really
that piece,
like
Cuzzo?
I need
please,
you to recite that piece,
please,
sir. I need
please,
you to recite.
Please.
Yes, please.
Listen. I hate you because I know, like, I read it myself, and I was like, fuck you. I really was like, I didn't want to say fuck you because it's disrespectful, but I was like, oh, this is what we're doing. I said, this is what we're doing? Is this how we're doing it? This is what we're doing now. But all right, J-Rob, Cuzzo, family, blood.
Yeah,
come on, bleed. One time for the one time. The mic is yours.
I'll do this for you, my man. This piece is, well, let's just get into it. I'm trying to let everyone know that during the holiday season, who says you can't have dark desires and get on Santa's naughty list early because of him? So I need you to stand back for a second. And I need to tell you, I need you to keep on your high heels, keep your bra, those lace thongs, and stockings, and then I need you to slowly walk to me. Lay back on my bed for a second and let me talk to you for a second. Not only do I like you, but baby, I really like you when you touch yourself, when you show me you, when you let me see you, when you are vulnerable. I like you when you touch yourself for me. I love it. When you suck on your fingers for me, the way you stare at me and use your other hand and you pinch your erected breast extensions erotically as you are being naughty for me, baby. God, I like it when you touch yourself for me. When you demand me to pay attention to you, when you squirm inside of your middle finger and your ring finger for me, sliding them in and out deeper inside of you for me, saying naughty shit to me, things to me like you're being animalistic with savagery, baby, please. God damn, I love watching you taste you because I can't wait to take extended tours within your sugar walls. And I love watching your fingers fondle you during your personal ferocious fornication exhibition with your hands and imagination until your palms begin to drip with the delicate delights from your creamy feminine explosion escapades. Look at this shit here. I love it when you touch yourself. When you take me to school and you show me how to please you, baby, I just want to practice what I've learned from you so I can show you how good a student I am. Now bite the apple so you can begin to grade my personal performance of passionate, punctuated perfection from everything I saw you do until you begin to explode like that shit for me too. But personally, I hope I keep failing your test again and again and again so you could teach me how to tease and please you all over again. Now go ahead. Fuck all that other shit. Touch yourself for me, because I think you might have missed a lickable spot. And why not? I'm just going to eat it and lick it anyway. Sit back and watch me, watch you enjoy this shit. Poem.
Shit.
He's living in a corner somewhere.
Right.
That's my dog.
Wow.
Wow.
Down in here.
Fuck.
Damn.
I think you left some tongue on the floor.
Anything that's left on the floor is lickable.
Oh.
I can't meet him.
Wait a goddamn minute. But this is what's happening here. This is what's happening.
Look too good
to be alone. You filthy ass miscreant.
Hey, I'm just trying to live sucker free in a world full of lollipops.
Man, I can't even think of what to say right now.
You know what? I can't even. I just can't.
Let me tell you, yo, Cuzzo, I'm gonna tell you, man. The sexiest shit in the world is watching a woman touch herself, taste herself, and then let you in so that you can enjoy that same shit.
Speak on it,
nothing sexier than that, bro.
Speak on it.
Nothing sexier. And let her watch.
So,
let her watch you watch her. Come on, man. She is incredible.
So you just handed out the compromise. Just handing it out. Just here you go. Be compromised. Take it with you. You need that.
I ain't compromising. I want to watch. And after watching, I want you to move your hands off the fucking way so I can finish what you started.
Motherfucker.
Well, come on, come on.
I hate him.
Son is old.
He knows
what to do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Take your tongue with you.
Lord.
It stays in my suitcase, baby. It's a traveling tongue. Yes, ma'am.
J-Rob. Yes.
I'm already in the corner butt naked. I'm waiting on you.
Then you need to stop bullshitting and get off of this phone.
Oh, fuck. Y'all. Damn. I was even sending people in the corner. I was even saying, y'all just go into the corner naturally? All right. That's
wait, fine. I need her to answer the goddamn door when I get there. Stop playing.
The door is unlocked, baby. Not the fuck open.
Oh my God, breathe, Javi, breathe.
I just wanted to answer the door, that's all.
Yo, I quit.
I only want the woman to answer the door, girl. I'll take it from there. Just...
The door is unlocked and waiting for you, darling. Lord, I'm not...
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. Yeah. I should have seen that one coming. No. All right. I mean, regain my composure. Damn it. Fuck you, J-Rob. Jesus.
She said she was naked. I just need her to open the door, cuz.
Jesus Christ.
I can't believe the door is open. I'm getting ready to get a screwdriver and take the hinges off that bitch.
All right. Ooh, boy.
And anybody can watch. This is for the crowd.
All right, so real quick, all right, so this is the Pimpy Radio Universe. This is the 100.2. Number 11. I assure you, we are not foolish. you have to be around to get all the jokes. So I'm sorry if you don't understand the jokes. Don't worry about that. You have to be around so long. Just stick with us. Stick with us. You'll find out. It's good stuff. Damn it.
Oh, you can get it on the run.
All right. So, and if you're listening, we're about to proceed to the time of 10:30. We have approximately 36 minutes left in the podcast. We're going to do this other round. We're going to get it going. If you're here, I don't know who area code 513 is. If you want to participate, please press 1. Let us know because I can't read numbers very well. And everybody knows that, except for maybe you. But I just told you. If you want to read a piece, hit 1. I see we have some people in here. We don't know who it is, but if you can, hit 1. We're going to go through another round. I know I'm supposed to go at some point, so I got to figure this out because I just done laughed and everything else. And I'm trying not to cough up a lung, but actually, that's one time I laughed. Yeah, yay, I laughed. I ain't cough up a lung. Yay! That's good stuff. All right. Oh, man. Why are you trying to kill me?
That's all I wanted.
You said what?
Oh, man.
I said, why are you always trying, J-Rob, always trying to kill me?
I said,
but
did you come
yo?
On yourself?
I'm just writing.
Sound like you're trying on yourself.
Hey,
hoping that somebody
hey.
Enjoys it, man.
Yeah, well. Danielle, the answer is yes. Let me see. I was trying to find the thing, but I was trying to get it right.
Okay.
Hold on. I was trying to get it right. I'm not sure if it's right. Apparently that's not it. Hold on. Let me check my sound. My sound is good. So apparently that's not it. Let me see if it's this. No, it's not that either. See, this is what happens when you
I
lose
you
track of shit. Cause I did not. I did not. Maybe when you was reading your piece. I lost my thing. I laughed and I moved the whole thing.
You lost
and I didn't label it. No, I didn't. Listen, hey, you know what? You know what? That's not even it. That's
you
not
can't
it.
Even label
you, know, you know what I mean. Stop messing with me. All right, there we go. That's what I'm doing. Messing around with me. I'm telling you, Beach City. Oh, and don't forget, 11 o'clock tonight, Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock on the West Coast, Oral Hypnosis with AJ Wan. Come through. There's going to be some craziness. You know, that's we're closing down at 11 o'clock so we can all get over there and support AJ. Like he came through and breathed and took all the panties off when he's talking. But welcome to a For Real Entertainment Network here in the Piffy Ray Universe. This is Honey Dripper, number 11, 2.0. Rocking out with Angel Kim, Lisa Lips, Beat City Poetess, Rita in Heels, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, Century's Anise, Ladies Aki, La Perla Negra, Pierre Brown from Texas, The Poetess from New Jersey, The Bronx, River Rider, also my family known as J-Rob, and you. And we're here, making it all happen. So if you're in particular and happy to hear else is happening, come and check us out. Matter of fact, while we're here, hey, Van Meadows, can you tell us what's happening in Epiphany Radio Universe for the rest of the week?
I most certainly can, my good brother. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Love Zone with your host, Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic, as your host. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, Raw with Rain, with essentially Janice and Rain. And then we'll be right back here next Tuesday for Fly Speak. I believe it's Fly Speak. With Mojave, of course. It could be any one of his other shows, Fly Speak, The Hidden, War Council. But no, it's not Honey Drip because we're already here. But Mojave let you know
what
it's going to be. Back to you, sir.
You're right. Well, thank you, sir. Why you thank you, sir? All right, so it ain't no fun unless the host gets some. So let me play this thing and get it done. Let's go. Just tell me if it's too loud. I love it when you look at me. All right, and I can see, hold on, God, sorry, we gotta run that back, all right, it's too loud. I love it when you look at me, and I can see how much you love me in your eyes, and I love it when you look away and quickly and smile. I love it when you kissed me and said that I hate you, knowing that you felt me and was feeling the essence of me. I love when you try to act like you aren't equally as in love with me. I love it when you conceal me when you're angry. We both do the same things when we are hangry. Eat wings and shit. Maybe it's the way you disrobe. Perfect. Like orange and purple sunset to see stars with the last embers of sunlight reflecting like glistening. I don't know if anyone ever told you how perfect the space is between your eyes and your chin, how you make your lips speak arousal as they purse with the curse of stealing intention, kiss, breath, soul, how you move your neck in a rhythm that makes my body contort. Courting you is never easy, as my hand demands the payment of your curves, your physical monetary exchange to roam freely on your range, dividing where the underground wells are repository of liquid passions waiting to be dug lustfully. Languidly lick, my fingers only understand the huff of your breath till you breathe. It is how your body wept, crying out under sweet duress of my sure caress. What the nipple says is how they stand at my fingers and tongues and command the perfection of your teats upon entry of my mouth, make it complete. I want you as much as I can breathe. I want to be tired from putting my face in places that never see sun. I know that you've shaven and cleaned yourself, perfumed lightly so that the taste of your skin doesn't sour my tongue. But it is the way that my tongue runs laps and licking hungry because your moans are sexy. The way they display your face in its passion and disarray, the greatest play because you're juicy. And you tell me that you're balanced, that the fruit and alkaline water grants you a level of pH that makes you perfect. Fit on my plate. Let me sample. Eat portions of you like grapes. Let me lick your couture pineapple. Suck out all the juices from your caboose. And if you are giving me a ride, then this be a train. And if this be head, then this be brain. The sweet pain of a bite will give you delight, causing passing to a light. Let me get you all over my fingers as you linger, the scent of a woman fragrant as I become a vagrant, living out my fantasies in your back alley, sucking the freshness, the morning dew from the moans in your valley. I won't stop until your pussy pops, rivers running out, I devour like a pig with slop. You all over my face, your clit a respirator as I dive deep and refuse to come up for air. I find that your hips are fucking my face wildly and don't escape my grip, and you say they don't play fair, and that's to say admire me. To say I'm addicted to your taste. I will never let the juices of you go to waste. I want this to hit differently when you give me all that you can give me. And you'll see the gleam in my eye when I tell you I brought dick with me. Poem.
Okay.
Have mercy.
I'm just trying to be like J-Rob. That's all I'm trying to do.
You're gonna be a fat dude with a lot of bills and no friends. Don't be like me.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, so let's do a speed round.
Open the door.
We're not doing it right now. We're gonna do this speed round. We're gonna get it going. Alright.
Okay.
So here are the rules for the speed round, right? Because we don't have a lot of time left. Alright, so what we're gonna do is I'm gonna call your name. When you read and you've done with your poem, say poem, and the next person hop right in. No flowers. Straight poetry all the way through. Straight through the round. Alright? Are we ready? We're going to get it in.
Ready?
Are y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Are you prepared? Ready? Everybody ready?
Okay, right.
Let me make sure I got everybody. All right. So, Angel Kim, are you ready?
What we doing?
We're doing a speed round. Straight through. No flowers.
I ain't ready. Give me a second, but I'll be ready.
You want to loop around because we got to start out. So Lisa, look.
Yeah,
ready to lead out? All right.
I'm ready.
So Lisa, Rita, are you ready? Hello, Rita, are you ready? Then we're going to go to Van. So, Lisa, Van, are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Lady Zaki, are you ready?
I am.
All right. A La Perla Negra, you're sitting out, right?
I'll do one.
All right. So, after that, so Pierre, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Poetess, are you ready?
I am, but I may need to request to go first because my 17-year-old is going to be in the car in like 5 minutes, and I can't do nothing like this in front of him.
Okay, so we're going to push you to first, and then Lisa, and then we'll go down. So we ready? So Poetess, you're going to start out, and then we go with Lisa, and then J-Rob, and Angel, can we all meet up there? And we're going to start now. Poetess, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Nights like this, I wish the raindrops would fall into my mouth. I want you to come over. I mean, come all over again and again. Glue me to the bed so I can pass out, wake up, and suck you dry all over again and again. You are my private desert, quenched by my yoni's ocean, lost in the flow and poetry of your tongue. I want you to compose a symphony of poetry for me. After hearing your sexy staccato and buttery vibrato, I often dream of your eyes between my creamy thighs. They'll teach you the alchemy of an Aries. Imagine you enjoying the pressure that my temple can take while I'm basking in the pleasure that you said your gold can make. Diamonds will forever be your favorite birthstone. This memory is yours alone, the mental voyeurism. Poem.
Fuck. Why'd you kiss me right there? You don't even know that's my spot. And fuck you for being so damn sexy, making me want you when I know damn well you ain't mine and ain't never gonna be. But every fucking time you come around, I go weak. And I keep hearing that Jill Scott song in my head. Why does my body ignore what my mind says? I try to figure it out, but fuck. Who can think when you keep doing shit like that? So come here, baby. Let me taste you. Fuck. Poem.
Beach City.
Sorry, I had got knocked out. Am I going now?
Yeah.
Okay. I come on thick, all mashed up. Buttery, I mean, caramelized sweet potato pie, eye-staring content kind of thick. Try not to get twisted in all this sweetness. I will fuck you back. Forth, around in circles. Take strokes, you stroke and return them on steroids. Giving myself love in multiples. See, nothing about me is quiet. As it may seem, I scream in orgasms. Orifice is set on consume. This setting takes customer in till I'm wearing him like a costume. Every night can be Halloween. Let's role play together, feed my lips treats while they perform tricks. Lick bag of fun dip so I can taste flavor. I drip and drop food. Playing peekaboo and peek witch's brew. How's your mind? But I can seek what you stirring up with my tongue. Then give yours a ride across my chest. Make a note to yourself. Mouthing bags of goodies makes this bowl of candy extra gooey. Party punch bowl juicy. Lubricating this bag of bones makes me rise from my slumber. Grabbing your hovering body with all my skeletal muscles, we grind into one another. Awakening me to all force only changes focal dynamic. We power couple. So holding down my head only raises my entry point. Bottomless pit hits different when suspended midair. So it's sure to take more in order to keep control of what's wriggling. I do it in ecstasy beneath your grip. Come for all the shifts. I'm working out some things. Working out what's in my head on it. I work out my issues on it. Lose my religion and find it again on it. All in one session. Your memory in my phone. Remember juice in my pink pouch. Hopped up next to my plus pouch. And you feel pulsing of my outer lining. It's not that you make my heart throb. That's music. Ricocheting at rim shots. Embodying this beach's body of water. Since tricks are for children. Bring that grown man energy when you come my way. Stay ready. But don't play fair. I fuck back. Poem.
Van Meadows.
I want my oral stimulation to be your mind segmentation. As I rip your thoughts blindly, creating an aurora of brain-stimulating secretions, the kind that oozes and cream from your moist pulsating region. As I imagine your liquid orgasm treat dancing upon my tongue while I eat, your pussy so intensely that your mind leaks fluid, creaming like my favorite whipped cream, and I knew it. I knew that your mouth would love my fingers that are laced with your pussy juice, and it triggers the utmost and intense powerful erotic explosion. As I crave to just use my tongue and lips for a sexual exploration of your body with more intensifying licks, the more I visualize you as my dessert, and I pick the special edition of your hot fudge sundae. You're my delicious treat of the day. I'm molding my mind just how good you taste. And baby, you're delicious as fuck while I waste a single drop of your essence. When you drip all over my beard with amplifying presence, as you rub my bald head and spread your legs further apart on my bed, I usually don't have to beg for your cum because your body convulsions let me know your passion like rum. So intoxicating that my mouth and lips enjoy each and every touch just as much as my fingertips. I'm enjoying my dessert because I slurp and suck you for my pleasure. I'm glad I can show you the value of your treasure. It's like pure golden sensations giving me heart-pumping pulsations, and your pulchritude contaminates and exudes your multiple orgasms from my tongue penetration. Welcome to Poetics Whipped Cream Edition. Poem.
Ladies, are key.
I want to do things to your mind that makes your heart think. Your soul beat, your feet smile, your eyes dance in complete discombobulation from yourself. I want to tease your emotions, make them beg for redemption, cause your lips to walk across my medium brown petite frame until your legs get weak and your body cries for mercy. Your silhouette peels itself off the wall, becoming two of you. I want your breath on my skin, piercing into my lungs so that we intertwine as one. Let your hips press between the thick walls of my thighs, whispering your sweet comings into my soul. Paint your silhouette back onto the wall in which it resides. It's on collision. Daddy, let's collide. Come
on. La Perla Negra.
Hold on, baby. Let me put some gloss on. You know how I love you to smear it. Now, make me say your name again and again. Make me say, call it out soft and clear. You already made me wet. So grab my thighs and make me say it again and again. Slide in slow and make me tell you how good it is over and over. Oh, it's so good. Go deep and make me cry out more. Oh, it's yours. Put me over and give me that back shot. With an all-access pass, watching yourself go deep all up in that ass. I like it when you grab my shoulders and pull my hair to fuck me hard. Baby, wait, don't come yet. Pull it out. Give me a facial. I want to taste your name. Come on, baby, make me say you're
Pierre Brown.
I heard that you wanted a show, so I want you to pull these pants down for yourself. I don't have to speak about how it slips in. Your lips will speak for themselves. My double strokes becoming your double moans from your lips, leaving you breathless as shit. I'm sorry, I tried to pull out, but that pussy knows how to suck me back in. Damn. Are we trying to make a kid again? Because I have a pair of pearls for you to hold in your hands, and they can be a gargle and spit like Crest while I rub and suck on your diamond hard chest. Grab the petals from that ass, then leave both our juices down the inside of your stomach. You think I'd be done, but sorry, I'm Superman to your Superwoman, so it's time to start this all again. So, s'il te plaît, bougez-moi. Let me stop speaking French until I begin to kiss your vertical lips.
Angel Kim.
I need you to come rub me until deep sea of summer, touching my cocoa butter skin as you meet me where the ocean water converges, all so you can drink of my endless supplies, creating bright rainbows as I shower you with my overflow of waterfalls. Tell me, was that refreshing? Did that quench your thirst? No? Well, let me lay down as you continue your quest to discover the hidden treasures between the diamonds that meet in between my thighs. I promise you, boo, I have an endless supply. So make sure you're ready to carry all that I have to give, because I promise you, baby, this won't be short-lived. Now climb my mountain, suck on my peak as you insert your pole inside my glory hole. I want to erupt like Mount Vesuvius, spilling my lava all over the place, creating a sultry heat so hot you can feel its intensity. I'm loving this feeling that you give me. Our love sessions create visual images that could turn any image into an epic movie. Now lay me down on my side. Spoon me. Parting my lips as you wrap your leg around me and pull me in. Grab my breath as you kiss on my neck and down my back. I want to feel your breath hitting my skin because that turns me on. Now dig into me, Daddy. Feel me all the way up with your girth, stretching her open and to welcome you inside. I want to ride you. I want you to bring out that cowgirl in me. Let me climb on top, take you in, and work the middle as you grab my breast. Me throwing my head back, slow grinding, winding my hips on that thing, picking up the pace as I place my hands on your chest just to get a little bounce. Now grab my ass as you hold me in place and drill into me.
grip me, spread her open, and give me every inch of your loving. Our bodies rocking as we doing a triathlon like we're in the Olympics, moving in slow motions, kissing, grabbing, slapping, choking. Temperatures rising as our intensity increases, and you bring out the fire in me every time you thrust into me. Now don't stop. Keep going. Keep going until I erupt once again and you leave me laying here in a cloudy haze of lustful memories.
J. Rob, the wise son.
Allow me access to your curves, nerves and goosebumps, pedicures, and give me exclusive rights to your steady heartbeat after your orgasms. While teardrop drips from the eyes that are wide open, baby, I want you to come for me. Let's make poetry. Come over here. Sit on my lap and stare in my eyes, and then I want you to whisper every dirty fucking word your inner self has always said no to. And then tell me the things that you used to say that you was ashamed to. So we can take our time with every kiss and make this bliss, baby, just look at me. Let's make poetry. And then give me permission to murmur distant sounds of forever into your subconsciousness that will sound like the sexy, succulent sounds of perfection, perpetuity only you can feel, baby, come here. Let's make poetry. I need you to be something more than I've ever dreamed when dreams told stories that the subconscious message was only found in a way to escape dream catchers that ended up coming true anyway. Except in this case, I always end up with you. And just like I told him when he asked me, why are you so crazy about it? I said, man, please. Her breath smells so fucking good. I can taste it from her pussy. So please, let me know when you're ready for me. Take off the rest of your fucking clothes, baby. Then let's make some poetry. Poem.
That shit was fucking amazing. That was fucking amazing. Let me just get you a round of applause.
Y'all are good. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, Jesus.
My feels. Dirty.
Purely.
Incredibly.
Purely dripping, erratic. Dope.
Yeah.
Just come on, y'all.
Kinds of noises that shit.
I'm just saying. And we only
not a wet room in the house.
not a dry room. God damn. I'm just saying. good people, one and all. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe, presents 100 Tripper 2.0, number 11, Soul Mixtape. That was a speed round by the most incredible group of poets that you want to hear. Different styles, everything all together. Miss Angel Kim, the voice, the sweet one. Lisa Lips, a.k.a. the Pussitizer. Beat City Poetess, a.k.a. Beat City Bay. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, Ladies of Key, La Pearl La Negra, Pierre Brown, we're going to call you Bonjour, I like that nickname, Bonjour, and of course, J. Rob, the Wise Son. Wow, that shit was incredible. Well, what can we say on the For Real Entertainment Network? Donnie Griffith, the 2.0 was... You know what?
Oh my god.
I wish Dar was here because when Dar was like, yo, he's outside. that is a moment in time. That is a fucking moment in time. It's like is he outside? Is he outside?
Yeah.
And then you ring the doorbell. The shenanigans. The shenanigans. All right.
The shenanigans.
All right, so.
Yes, I love
the shenanigans. All right, we're going to do a couple of special Honey Drop shows. I'm sorry. Went down the wrong pipe. Sorry. We're going to do a couple of special Honey Dripper shows coming up this Sunday. We're doing the Honey Drippers Do Luther. All Luther Vandross songs and erotic poetry or love poetry, intimate poetry, whichever one you do, whatever you choose. It is going to be something amazing. I've got all the instrumentals that people have asked me for. It is a pretty extensive list. We have rocked out with it and gone on, and really did some... amazing things with it. It's going to be some shit. And then I want you guys to look out, right, because we're going to let the Golden Pens take over. And we're doing a show inspired by author Larry Monix, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and we're calling it Metaphorical Tism. It is all poems written, spoken, in Old English. Erotic poems in Old English. How y'all feel about that?
I'm going to have to go get a beer.
OE
on it.
Oh, I love that.
I'm going to have to research that.
Yes. It's the old archaic language. That's all. Be thou, the fair maiden, all that shit. That's all.
It's going to be fun.
It is.
It's gonna be mad fun, trust me. It's gonna hit us before we actually know it, and it's gonna be good stuff. We're gonna be able to get our laugh on and have a good time with it. So I like it. So with that being said, that's coming up. But in the new year, we're gonna have a few things that's gonna happen. And don't forget, after this, everybody else who's on the Clubhouse app, we're gonna support AJ One's Room, One Night Excursion, aka In the House of Oral Hypnosis. It's gonna be dope. He always has something special planned over there for everybody who wants to continue on to the other thing. As you know, it is a school night, and everybody is rocking in, and we're going to happen. So I'm actually going to close us down 2 minutes early because I got to do some things in the background. But I want to thank everybody who came out tonight, who rocked this amazing show. Amazing people that came through. We want to thank Shaq Gervin. We want to thank Lady Sagi. We want to thank Pierre Brown. We want to thank, of course, the Honey Drippers. Lisa Lips, Beach City Bay, Van Metals, La Perla Negra. We want to thank, of course, J. Rob, the Y Son. And we want to thank everybody who's listening and heard our show. It's greatly appreciated. This was some seriously sexy shit here on the Pippi Radio Universe. Honey Dripper 2.0, number 11. We continue and we shall proceed and continue to rock the mic here. So we want to say good night. Be safe. Take care. Thank you for coming. May your dreams always be wet. And may you always be aroused to the sound of your own soul. All right. Good night. We're going to talk to y'all later. All right.
Peace.
Love you guys.
Good night.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Night.
Have a good night.
Love you guys. All right. Gotta go. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, hold on. What's going on here?
Outdoor.